Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're discussing Charlie Kirk's assassination. Charlie Kirk, founder and leader of Turning Point USA, the nation's preeminent right-wing youth political organization. 855-752-4842. We're talking about some of the reactions to this. And I just, there's a lot of rage on the right because it was someone from their team. But I seem to recall that, for example, in response to Paul Pelosi having his head beaten in with a hammer, many of the people who are rightfully enraged by what happened today actually made fun of Paul Pelosi, made him the butt of a joke. So I think we all best look pretty hard at our glass houses before we start throwing stones, shall we? I think the moment demands it. And one case in point, and then I'm going to go to the phones to get your reactions, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Exactly one of the sorts of reactions that I think is completely abhorrent came courtesy of Representative Anna Paulina Luna. Because in the very breath that she condemns extremist rhetoric, she then engages in extremist rhetoric. Here's what she posted. I am done with the rhetoric this rotten house and corrupt media has caused. Every damn one of you who called us fascists did this. You were too busy doping up kids, cutting off their genitals, inciting racial violence by supporting organizations that exploit minorities, protecting criminals, and stirring hate. You are the hate that you claim to fight. Your words caused this. Your hate caused this. Representative Luna and two others, I have this to say. I missed the piece in the last, I'd say, 25 years where Democrats were trying to strip rights away from certain groups of people for who they were, who they are. I don't remember that. I don't remember too many high-profile elected Democrats calling the opposing party evil and invoking God on our side as if God would pick sides in this kind of a way. I don't remember that happening. So again, please check out your glass house before you start throwing stones. John from Stoughton, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I think what's refreshing about how people are talking about some of the recent tragedies that you've mentioned,
yes,
is just how solution focused people are, and how, you know, we want some resolution to mass shootings and political shootings and, you know, just violence in general that stems from, you know, emotions, right? And I guess what I would say is I've got a couple, you know, solutions that maybe people can think about, turn over in their head, and see if they agree with these. One of them is to not just make mental health and physical health, because the two are interrelated, something that somebody has to go and seek out, but something that we really focus on from a young age. And if you can imagine, that could look like a health class in general that starts with young kids and talks about, you know, how different foods, you know, different amounts of physical activity can make them feel, right? And then mm-hmm. It could graduate to middle school and talk about how physical and mental health are affected by things like, you know, sex and drugs and like some more mature topics. And throughout all this, we'd have probably like role-playing or scenarios where people could feel those emotions in real time and not lash out or understand how there's miscommunications happening that are causing them to feel that way. And I think that while it wouldn't prevent violence from occurring, I think it would lessen it quite a bit if we made this kind of a mandatory class in America that is maybe centered around personal development. It doesn't have to just be about mental health or physical health or those things. It's just about growth as a human being and understanding what other people are feeling and how that's making you feel. So
sorry, John, go ahead. Yeah. Thanks so much for your call. That's John from Stoughton. There's a whole bunch in there. One is actually understanding that we have to teach people how to manage through conflict, how to manage conflict, how to manage disagreement, how to manage our emotions when we are highly activated. And in fact, most people that work in violence prevention know that, and they do that. And one of the tools that are used to help people gain those skills is through credible messenger programs, where folks that have credibility with some of our young people sit down and talk with them face to face about doing exactly what John is talking about. Want to take some more texts, and then we're going to go back to the phones. On our text line, Tom from Milwaukee says, violence is never acceptable. Ironically, Charlie said that school shootings are the sacrifice to be had for the privilege of the Second Amendment. Now he was shot and killed at a school. Sue from Franklin points out that there was another Minnesota legislator and her spouse who were also shot, but they did not die. That just happening a couple of months ago. A new texter from the 414 saying, Maggie, we live in one of the most violent countries in the world. This is no surprise. It will continue on both sides. Larry from Deerfield sharing some breaking news with us. Trump has ordered that flags be flown at half mast until Sunday for Charlie Kirk. He didn't do that when the two Democrats in Minnesota were killed, the one Democratic legislator and her husband. Didn't do that when they were killed. Jim from Appleton says this, listening on WISS. Should Mr. Kirk have been shot to death? No, he should not have been. However, the billionaires have removed almost all the other ways to fight back against the toxic rhetoric and the overly funded propaganda from the lunatic fringes. One way to blunt the problem is to bring something like the fairness doctrine in broadcasting. It's impossible to manage in this political climate. Let's go to the phones. David from San Francisco. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. And it's funny you mentioned the flag at half mast. I was just looking up the regulations on that. And if Trump wants them to hang at half mast, that's like 5 days, 4 days. And that's usually for like an admiral or a friggin', I think generals and, you know, like a president might be 7 days or something like that. But for a weaselly talk show host that had Nazi ties, I'm glad you backed up that the Minnesota assassinations, and that was a heck of a conspiracy. Didn't that guy have like 40 targets he was going to try to hit?
Yeah, he had a hit list, including some Wisconsin legislators. Yep, they had to be locked. I mean, there were lockdowns that happened in our state capitol because they found out he had a hit list and they didn't know if he was acting alone.
Yeah, and I, as far as I'm concerned, he couldn't have been acting alone. There were way too many different needs in a system like that. But I'm just reminded of the old biblical line, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. And in the case of Trump, if you remember, every time Trump does something evil, he gets other people to apologize for him. Charlie Kirk is the same way. He never apologized for anything, and he would get other people to give him the crying towel. And so these guys have a whole technique. I back a bunch of years ago, I hit a yard sale.
David, I just got to jump in just because we got folks that want to get in on this, and I want to share some of the reactions from some Democrats, former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A man, again, who authorities said was a believer in conspiracy theories, is who attacked the former speaker's husband back in 2022. Today, she called Kirk's shooting reprehensible and said political violence has no place, absolutely no place in our nation. That's how she responded. Again, there were very few Republicans who spoke in such clear-eyed fashion when her husband was nearly murdered. Former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot by a would-be assassin in 2011 in Arizona and had a very serious traumatic brain injury, she said this today. She is horrified to hear of Kirk's shooting. Democratic societies will always have political disagreements, but we must never allow America to become a country that confronts those disagreements with violence. Jane from Madison says this: it would feel better if we could just say we'd done everything we could to prevent this kind of violence, but we haven't. We haven't even done as much as we used to do, like the assault rifle ban. I mean, here's a few things. Again, red flag laws. I have talked about like a national ballistics registry. You are always responsible for the gun that you buy. Close the gun show loopholes. Make 3D printed weapons illegal. Make the 80% guns illegal, which aren't technically considered firearms, and then somebody just machines up what you need to finish the weapon. Make that illegal. Waiting periods, background checks. Come on, people, we can do this. We can have reasonable gun laws. Dan from Wausau says, Our Spanish exchange student last year mentioned that the gun thing isn't a thing in her home country. No one has guns anywhere in her hometown in Spain. It's an American thing. That is extraordinarily true. I've got some of those statistics, but let's go back to the phones. Tim from Eau Claire, you've been very patient. Thank you for that. Tim from Eau Claire, are you there, sir?
Hi there.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, so Charlie Kirk has been a cheerleader of this type of violence for years. When there's the shooting in Wisconsin during the Black Lives Matter protests where Kyle Rittenhouse killed people, he was a cheerleader. He was a cheerleader for the violence in Charlottesville when neo-Nazis were in the street. And that's because he thinks that he is fighting a holy war against us. He fancied himself a soldier in that holy war. And honestly, I think that there is a liberal disconnect with the shame felt for celebrating the death of somebody who celebrated that much violence and that much death.
That's the tension point. That's what we've got to be able to talk about and through. We got to be honest. But let's be clear, political violence has no place in this country. We continue on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842.